Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is Redmond's twice-weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening in and around Redmond for the next 7 days.
One of Redmond's favorite summer traditions returns Friday, July 31st through Sunday, August 2nd at Redmond Town Center, and it's completely free to attend. More than 60 Pacific Northwest artists will be showing and selling original artwork, and you'll have the chance to meet the artists behind the work. There will also be live music throughout the weekend, along with hands-on art activities for kids and families. While you're there, grab lunch or dinner at one of Town Center restaurants and make a day of it.
If you are a big fan of jazz, pay attention to this. It's happening tonight from 6 to 8 at Soul Food Coffee House. It's called Open Jazz Night. And Open Jazz Night is one of those events where you can participate or just enjoy the music. Hosted by bassist John Roth, the evening includes an upright piano, a microphone for singers, and a very welcoming atmosphere where musicians of all experience levels are invited to join in. If you'd rather just listen, that's perfectly cool too. It's a relaxed way to spend a summer evening while supporting Redmond's local music community.
Kids can stretch their bodies and their imaginations during yoga story time on Friday from 12:30 to 1:30 at the Redmond Library. The program combines story time with a beginner-friendly yoga session led by certified instructor Neha from Soul Lumos. It's designed for children ages 2 and older with a caregiver, and no registration is required. Just bring a yoga mat or a large towel if you have one, although a limited number of mats will be available. It's a fun way to keep little ones moving while enjoying a good story.
Attention, pig fans. Sunday is your day if you'd like to meet some pigs over at Farrell McWhorter Park. From 10 to 11 a.m., volunteers and park docents will introduce visitors to the farm's resident pigs. So many farms, Jennifer, I've noticed, don't have resident pigs. I like that this one does. They'll share fun facts about the animals, answer questions, and talk a little bit about the history of the park and its educational programs. The event is free, although advance registration is required. Animal lovers of all ages will get a kick out of this one.
Now here's something most homeowners don't think about. You could have a water leak right now and not even know it. Underground leaks don't show up like a burst pipe. There's no water on the floor. Your water bill just quietly creeps up month after month until one day you're paying double and wondering what the heck happened. Simply Leak Detection finds those leaks without tearing up your yard. They use non-invasive tech to pinpoint exactly where the problem is. Over 300 five-star reviews on Google. They cover the whole east side, Redmond, Kirkland, Bellevue, all of it. So, if your water bill's been climbing or your meter's spinning when nothing is running, then give Lincoln and his team a call at 253-800-1412 or visit them at simplyleakdetection.biz. That message brought to you by Simply Leak Detection. Okay, it's time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in and around Redmond. So, here's our question. What major transportation project in 1916 permanently lowered Lake Washington and helped end the region's steamboat era? Was it A, the opening of the Lake Washington Ship Canal Bridge and Ballard Locks? B, completion of State Route 520? C, construction of the I-90 floating bridge? Or D, arrival of the railroad? And your time starts now.
We know it's not the floating bridge. It's not the I-90. They did that in 1916. Come on.
You don't
on.
Think so? All right.
No. I think it's the arrival of the railroad. No.
Yeah?
Yes.
Mm?
No. Yeah. No. Yes. Yes. Final. Final answer. Arrival of the railroad.
Well, Well, you're wrong this time around, Dan.
Not final.
It's the opening of the Lake Washington Ship Canal Bridge and Ballard Locks. When the Lake Washington Ship Canal opened in 1916, the lake's water level dropped by approximately 9 feet, forever changing the east side's geography. The project connected Lake Washington to Puget Sound through the Ballard Locks, dried up the Black River, reshaped local shorelines, and signaled the end of the steamboat era that had once been the region's primary mode of transportation. It's one of the most significant engineering projects in Washington State's history.
I find it hard to believe that steamboats were the main source of transportation.
I do too.
Hey, I'm going to go up to Woodinville. What time does a steamboat leave?
Word is Redmond Rumor Mill.
All right, it's time for the Rumor Mill. Word around Old Redmond is that a new chef's counter pop-up incubator may be quietly in the work. Instead of a traditional restaurant, the idea would feature a shared space where local chefs would host rotating ticketed dinners, each creating a unique menu for a limited engagement. There wouldn't be a permanent menu or even storefront signage, just a mailing list and a different culinary experience every time. I hope this is real. This is the kind of thing that I love. It's a big mystery. What are we doing tonight? I don't know. I got an email. We're going. Now, we don't know if this is actually happening, but we would love to know if you have heard anything. If you have, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and find the Redmond Rumor Mill guesses post and drop any info in there. And while you're there, try to find the post called Your Picks. We would love to hear from you who you think the best fruit stand is in Redmond.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love our companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com, and we'll see you in the next one.
Or maybe before then, walking in and around Redmond.